another 1.4 million people filed for unemployment last week, the first uptick in weekly unemployment filings since March, a reflection of the piecemeal shutdown across the U.S. as COVID-19 surges in different states.
Meanwhile, pandemic unemployment benefits, the 600 weekly sum that people on unemployment are getting, is set to end in just over a week. And there are just 2 weeks until Congress goes on its August recess. And for more, we have NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
So Republicans, Democrats, and the White House all want another relief bill. How likely does it seem at this point that they'll find an agreement in the next week or two?
You know, it will be challenging. Republican leaders, particularly in the Senate, say that it is their goal to do that. But we have not yet seen the final bill from Republicans that would be the starting point for any kind of bipartisan negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, had a press conference this morning. And basically, they said they can't begin negotiating against nothing. They need to know where Republicans are, and they need to know that Republicans all agree on where they are before they can even begin to start talking about where a final bill will go.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that. So Democrats want to extend the $600 extra dollars in unemployment benefits. Republicans don't want to continue them in this current form. What can you tell us about some of the GOP proposals for another relief bill?
So what we know about the conversation right now isn't final. We do know that Republicans left a meeting last night saying that they had an agreement in principle, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke outside of the White House today saying that they've made some more progress. What we do know is that they agreed to $105 billion for schools, with money set aside for all schools and additional separate money set aside for just the schools that reopen in a traditional in-person fashion. So it'll be interesting to see how Democrats respond to that, because it's a new approach to all of this. They're also talking about $16 billion in new testing money, no payroll tax cut that the president had asked for. And the big thing they're still working on is that unemployment question. Mnuchin said the $600 in weekly benefits, like you said, they don't want to extend that. And instead, they're talking about some sort of 70% wage replacement. So they would go through and calculate how much unemployed people were making before and send out money around 70%, but they said it won't be more than $600 a week.
Some other things in this bill. The president wanted a payroll tax cut to stimulate the economy. GOP senators dismissed this, and now it's not on the table anymore. What else are they breaking with the president on?
You know, it's hard to know because they haven't really said. The White House has not been very present here. It's hard to know what the president wants because he's been absent from these conversations. You know, just as he was from the previous conversations about coronavirus aid. As before, this is being negotiated by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and this time with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. It is very unusual to be in this position where it is the White House staff negotiating without a president present.
Let's switch gears for a second. So a House vote last night to remove Confederate statues from the Capitol succeeded with bipartisan support. Is it going anywhere in the Senate?
Well, at this point, it does not look like it will be well received in the Senate, in part because Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell addressed this question before, and he said the removal of Confederate statues is a bridge too far. He called it an attempt to airbrush the Capitol. Part of the argument that he's made here is that there is an agreement between Congress and the states that allows states to have two statues of their choosing in the Capitol. He basically said that voting to remove those statues would violate that agreement, and he's turned to the Senate Rules Committee to go through and kind of work through a way to work with states to replace some of the statues that are in question in that House bill.
One more question for you. So President Trump is called to change how we divide up seats in Congress by excluding unauthorized immigrants. Now House Democrats are going to hold an emergency meeting about the census. How much authority do the president and Congress actually have here?
So that is a really interesting question, because the president is claiming authority here that Congress also is claiming. They're saying that constitutionally they have the authority over what is considered in the census. And I can imagine that this is going to be a long and drawn out conversation, likely up until the election, because this gets to the root of a conflict between Democrats and the White House over immigration in general and about who should be counted in this country.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. As always, thank you so much, Kelsey.
Thank you so much for having me.